Chair, thank you. Australia refrained from making a general statement in the interest of maximising time for substantive discussion, but briefly allow me to thank you and your team, as well as the CCW Secretariat, for the excellent preparations for this meeting. We support the approach you are taking to this session of the GG, having a technical, granular discussion based on a concrete text. It is Australia's strong hope that we can make meaningful, substantive progress at this session, and we consider that your rolling text is a very good vehicle for this. Allow me also to join others in welcoming Singapore's participation in this GG as a CCW high contracting party for the first time. We also congratulate Trinidad and Tobago for their accession to the CCW and its protocols. So turning now to topic one, definitions and characteristics. At our March session, we talked in some detail about the purpose of establishing a common definition or characterization of laws. For Australia, the purpose of a working characterization of laws is to ensure a shared understanding within this group of experts as to the types of weapon systems we are talking about. The working characterization is not intended to determine the scope of a future instrument on laws or describe what is prohibited. It is our strong hope that we will reach consensus on a working characterizations of laws for the purpose for this purpose during the current session, and we think that goal is within reach. To start, we think the qualifying text that precedes the characterization could be clarified. We suggest that para 1 simply read, for the purposes of the GG's work, a lethal autonomous weapon system can be characterized as a weapon system that, after activation, can select and engage a target without further intervention by a human operator. The qualifier at the end of the working characterization could then read, the characterization is without prejudice to the nature of a future instrument or any other measures, as well as any future understandings or refinement of this working characterization. I'll turn now to the third para of the current text, which excludes from the working characterization autonomous weapon systems that are not weapon systems, manually guided or remote controlled munitions, mines, or unexploded explosive ordnance. We have a couple of comments on this. First, considering the term weapon systems features in the mandate and title of the GG, we don't consider it necessary to expressly exclude them from the working characterization, but we're open to discussing that further. Secondly, we're open to excluding manually operated weapon systems and remote controlled weapon systems, but we would prefer to use this terminology rather than manually guided or remote controlled munitions, as we think it is clearer. We would also note that certain weapon systems may have multiple modes of use and the level of autonomy can be modified. Third, we think the exclusion of mines is appropriate. In our view, mines could be considered a rudimentary form of autonomous weapons, but we don't think they are the focus of our discussions in this GGE. For Australia, mines are regulated by the Anti-Personnel Landmine Convention and by CCW Protocol 2, as well as General IHL. Chair, I turn now to the middle section of this text, para 2 in the current rolling text, which states that the working definition does apply to weapon systems that require only nominal human input after activation, thus operating without context-appropriate human involvement and judgment. We are not sure if this sentence fits logically in the working characterization, particularly to the extent it characterizes weapon systems that operate without context-appropriate human involvement and judgment, which is more of a normative statement. We think this part of the text could potentially generate additional questions rather than clarify. Like other delegations before us, we are also interested in how delegations are interpreting nominal human input. We thank the delegations of Switzerland, Ireland and others for their views and look forward to hearing other thoughts. I'll leave it there, Chair, and we look forward to contributing further to the discussion. Thank you.